please open the door. I know you're angry, but can you just talk to me? I need to explain to you what you saw. It really isn't what it looks like. I know it looks bad, but if you could just let me in, I'll tell you everything. I know you can hear me. Okay, look. If you don't want to let me in, that's fine. You're still mad at me, and you have every right to be. I'm sorry I lied to you, but I did it for a good reason. I'll tell you everything. Through the door, if I have to. And if you still don't want to see me, then I guess I'll have to accept that. I know you saw me in that club. And I guess you already know, so I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm a stripper. I mean, the term they use at the club is exotic dancer, but you know what it means. I'm so sorry you had to find out that way. I promise if I knew that you and your friends were going to be there, I never would have gone to work tonight. I can't imagine how awful that must have been, seeing me in that policewoman outfit with all those guys looking at me. And your friends laughing when they realized it was me. I hate that you went through that. You didn't deserve that at all. So, I think I should explain how I got in that situation. A couple of months ago, I got my car stolen and my roommate had a family emergency, so she had to move out. So, I had to pay for a new car and rent for two people. Well, remember when I told you that my folks were going to help me? Well, they couldn't. They ran into some money troubles of their own and couldn't give me the money, and I didn't want to worry them and tell them how badly I need the money, like an idiot. I was so scared I was going to end up homeless, so I looked for a second job, and, well, I found the club. I told them how I did dance when I was younger, and they liked it. They gave me the name Anastasia, and, well, that was that. I was so nervous at first, but after a couple of shifts, I kind of realized that I like it. It made me feel good, knowing that the men would spend hundreds upon hundreds just to see me take my clothes off. Like, it made me feel really sexy, empowered even. One time, I just went on stage in nothing but a bikini and a hula hoop, and I made $700 on that alone. I liked how I could dress up and pretend I was someone else. I've danced as a schoolgirl, a nurse, even an airline stewardess. So yes, I am available for private dances. About $25 a song. Don't worry, there are always a couple of bouncers a few feet away from me, so I'm protected and totally safe. But I won't lie. Some of the guys are creeps. I mean, most are okay, just lonely or wanting a little bit of fun. But yeah, some are gross and creepy and can't keep their hands to themselves. It happens. At first, I hated having to dance for them. The first time someone touched me, I nearly cried. But as time went on, I cared less and started to like dancing for even the creeps, so I could mock them, so I could tell them in my head that no matter how much money they gave me or how long I danced for them, they will never, ever be with me. So what I'm trying to say is this is my job, and it's well paid, and as weird as it sounds, it makes me feel good about myself. I feel more confident and attractive since I started working there. But all the time we spend together, all the dates we went on, all the geeky things I'm into, that's the real me. That's the real me. Anastasia is just a character. But I'd really like to keep seeing you, if you'd let me. Hi. Come here. I promise I will be 100% honest with you from now on. Yeah, I'm still wearing it. Well, you see, when I saw you leave, I had to go talk to you. I just put on a coat and ran after you. No, I'm not going back tonight. I want to stay here with you. Babe, You're more important than my job, and you always will be. I can just change into something here. Let me just take this coat off. I'm sure I left a shirt lying around here somewhere. Hey, were you checking me out? Yes, you were. I saw you. Don't be embarrassed. Like I said, I like it, in fact. Come with me and lie down and take off your pants. Somebody's happy to see me. Now, I know for a fact that me and this outfit got your friends hot and bothered. But guess what? None of them get to have me in it. No one but you. Do you like that? I like it. I always like doing this for you. You're the kindest man I've ever met, and I think you deserve it, and so much more. You know, it doesn't matter who I dance for, because they will never be in the position you're in right now. Because when I straddle them like this, you feel that? I never get wet when I dance, and I never put their cocks in me. Do you like how I feel? Do you like how warm and wet I am? Every time I go to work, I think of you, and it puts a smile on my face. Thinking about your body and you on top of me. Seeing your cute face and those ever so kissable lips. You feel so good. God, you feel so good. Hold on to my hips while I ride you. You can hold on to something else as well if you want. I know you like my butt. You're the only man for me. You just know how to treat me right. And how to fuck me. Oh, fuck. Stay right there. Right there. Fuck. Oh my god. I want you to come for me. Come for me. I love you. That was exquisite. Yes, baby. I meant it. I love you. I'm all yours. And don't you ever forget that.